This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A group of students and others at the Auraria campus in downtown Denver have set up an encampment to protest the Israeli war in Gaza. Paul Nelson, a communications student at Metropolitan State University of Denver, organized the protest. He says the students at Auraria are inspired by protests in places like Columbia University in New York City.
I think it's important that we stand for peace, stand against genocide and war whenever the option is presented to us. And so it is one of those historical turning points.
Students in other places have faced academic discipline and arrests for the protests. We are waiting to hear from the jury in the case of Andrew Buen, the former sheriff's deputy, on trial in the killing of Christian Glass. Jurors have been deliberating since Wednesday. That verdict could come sometime today. A former Aurora paramedic will be sentenced this afternoon for his conviction in the death of Elijah McClain. Jeremy Cooper and another paramedic were convicted of giving McClain a fatal dose of ketamine, a powerful sedative. The other paramedic, Peter Chikuniak, has already been sentenced to 5 years in prison. The Denver Broncos have a new quarterback. The Broncos chose Bo Nix from the University of Oregon in the NFL draft last night. Nix was a candidate for the Heisman Trophy. He's expected to replace now former Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson, who now plays for Pittsburgh. Basketball's Denver Nuggets are looking good in their first-round playoff series with the L.A. Lakers. They're up 3-0 in the best-of-seven series after another come-from-behind win last night in Game 3. The Nuggets could wrap up the series with one more win tomorrow. This is CPR News.